Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
And good afternoon, inspired listeners. Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Are you ready to move forward from negative thoughts and behaviors that are holding you back? Today, our guest is going to share with us important wisdom and guidance on how. But first, I'm Kim Thalkin, founder of my bi-coastal spiritual practice, Love First, where life transformations happen, in the beautiful Richmond, Virginia, and lovely Encino, California, where the goal is always to raise consciousness one soul at a time. If I can help you in the way of readings, energy healings, or using the power of your mind with hypnotherapy, I would love to work with you. I really am passionate about the work that I do, and I love the people that I work with. And if you'd like to learn more about the work that I'm doing, you can find me at lovefirst.info. That's lovefirst.info. I do have a couple of announcements today that I'd like to share with you. I will be at the Alchemist Bookstore on the 15th and the 29th of this month, doing readings all day for all of you RVA folks out there who'd like a reading. Schedule your session now. They do seem to get pretty booked there pretty quickly. Otherwise, you can just stop by and say hi. I'd love to meet you in person too, but stop by the bookstore. It's a really nice setting. The energy in there is really very, very nice, calming, and peaceful, which who doesn't need that? So I'll look forward to that on those 2 days of them. Those 2 days of this month. I also want to give a shout out to Awareness Magazine again here in Virginia. They have a lot of great articles and information on spiritual things that are going on in the area. They're also going to be featuring me as their psychic profile for the month of October in their October issue. So I'll be sure to share that with the Inspired community. But do check them out online. They're doing a lot of great work and a lot of interesting mentions on what's happening in the Virginia community of spirituality, which is very nice. I will lastly be at the Celebration Market at the Independence Golf Club in Midlothian here in Virginia, doing readings on September 17th from 1 to 4 p.m. It is a celebration of women entrepreneurs for women. How about that? All the women coming together to support each other, entrepreneurs, women supporting women. So it should be a really fun day. It's an absolutely beautiful spot. There's complimentary admission. There's going to be door prizes and wine and food available. And most importantly, readings. This is my first time there. I don't think they've ever had a reader there, so it's going to be interesting, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I hope to see you there. So I am solo this week, and for the following 2 weeks after that, because my partner Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector in the lovely city of Seattle, Washington, is out traveling the world, literally. Mark, if you're listening in today, I hope you are having a wonderful time out there. You are definitely missed, but I'm looking forward to seeing all of the pictures on social media. So have a wonderful time. And today, I, along with our Inspired community and our special guests, are going to have a great hour talking about the very important topic of negativity, and how that affects us in many, many ways. So we're going to learn how to work through that. But first, real quickly, if you'd like to interact with us on social media, you can find us on Facebook under Inspired Living Radio, Twitter and Instagram under Inspired for Us, Google Plus under Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. And this is where you can interact with us and you can find out about upcoming shows. You can also send through your questions. You can listen to all of our archives as well on Om Times Radio, Podbean, SoundCloud, MarkLanehart.com, YouTube, iTunes, and LoveFirst.info. You can send through your questions on social media, but you can also call in live at 202-570-7057. So we are taking callers today. If you've got questions for our guests, we would love to hear from you. And without further ado, I am so excited to bring on our guests. I want to make sure, though, that I do mention one more thing. My goodness, there's a lot of housekeeping items today. We do have a new inspired affirmation for the month. As you know, we work with positive affirmations for the month. And this month, the month of September, our inspired affirmation is, I consciously offer light to everyone I am with. I consciously offer light to everyone I am with. You know, when you say that, and more importantly, when you do that with that intention, boy, it's a win-win situation is what I'm trying to say here. It is a win-win situation, not because you are giving with the expectation of receiving, but you're giving from your heart. You're shining your light to those around you. And it's just a natural byproduct of what happens when you do that is you get that in return. So everybody wins, and we know that the world around us, and even on an individual level, it's really important today. There's so much happening out there that if we can do that for one another, just think of how we can transform the world. So let's keep that in mind for the month of September. So moving forward here, it is with great pleasure that I introduce our guest for today. The topic that we're going to be talking about is the ego's code. The Ego's Code, which is our guest's book that he has written, and is going to share with us today some of the wisdom that's in the book, and just from his own knowledge and the work that he does out there. Our guest today is Clayton John Anger, and a little bit about him. He from a very interesting background, which I'm really excited to talk to him about. But he came from the world of mergers and acquisitions. That alone sounds a little scary in all good ways, but we're going to learn more about that today. It sounds very serious and very different from what he is doing today, but he's a tax specialist. What an area of specialty there with Deloitte. He used to work with Deloitte, and he's a now sought after consultant and speaker working in the UK and internationally, where he helps senior leaders and executive teams to transform performance and achieve sustainable growth by unleashing passion, nurturing natural talent, and bringing vitality to the workforce so needed today, especially in the corporate world. Based in the UK, Clayton is also an internationally recognized psychic medium, spiritual teacher, and spiritual coach. He works with people from all walks of life all over the world, and he hosts workshops all over the world as well. In fact, I believe he's got one coming up in New York that we're going to be talking about, but he's worked in the UK, the US, Australia, New Zealand, Russia, Denmark, Switzerland, and Germany. Clayton is an award-winning author of The Ego's Code, which we're going to be talking about. He's an international speaker and creative entrepreneur. He's appeared in many national magazines like Kindred Spirit, Spirit and Soul Magazine, Yoga Magazine, and Paradigm Shift, just to name a few. During a meditation at Stonehenge, wow, what a place to be in meditation, he received clear and detailed guidance about why we experience negativity, the true purpose of the ego, and how to be free of it. Okay. He found that there's a pattern to our negativity, which he calls the ego's code. And he discovered a way to decipher it, clear out negativity, remove unhelpful habits, and change old belief patterns, and restore the soul so that you can live your truth in a life of fun, play, happiness, and fulfillment. Clayton, my goodness, look at all the beautiful work you're doing out there. Thank you for joining us today from the UK.
Thank you for having me, Kimberly. It is just an absolute pleasure to be here. And I'm always in awe when somebody shares, you know, my story and my bio. And it's just in terms of the journey that I've come on from being a mergers and acquisitions tax consultant to being a psychic medium and award-winning author and speaker. It's been a fun and enlightening journey. Let's just say that. So thank you for having me. It's wonderful to be here.
Yes, just as you're talking, I'm sitting here with a big smile. I'm really happy to have you here. And, you know, mergers and acquisitions and taxes and accounting, my goodness, Clayton, the reason why I say that sounds scary is because accounting was by far my worst subject in college. And I have memories of those days, but today we're going to focus on the positive, aren't we?
Yes, we are. I have similar memories of those days, and, you know, we don't need to go back to that.
Oh, my goodness. What a transformation with your background. But I do, you know, I've always admired people who can grasp the concept of accounting because it was always such a challenge for me. So wonderful. We're lucky to have people like you in the world. And now look at the beautiful work that you're doing. We are going to be heading into our first break here in just a few moments here as the music starts. But you have really transformed your life and the work that you're doing. We're going to be talking about that when we come back from break. So stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes as we continue our conversation and as we learn how to move from negativity into more positive ways of living. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
There are many sounds in your daily life. Ones that make you smile. Ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts. Now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Back to Inspired Living with Kim and Mark is out traveling the world today. So you're with me today and our special guest, Clayton John Anger, who's been kind enough to join us all the way from the UK. Clayton, welcome back to Inspired Living again. Thank you for being with us. Before we talk about your background, because you do have quite a fascinating one, I'd like for you to let our listeners know where they can find you. And also, I know you've got some great upcoming workshops or events that you're going to be doing, if you'd like to let them know about that as well.
Thank you. Thank you. So people can join our community on my website, which is www.claytonjohnanger.com. For the next 3 months, starting on the 1st of October, 1st November, 1st December, I will be giving away free new meditations where people can get to go and meet their guides, balance and align their energies, and some really new special things that I'll be bringing out, and they'll be available to our community. People can follow me on Twitter. Every day on Twitter, I send out messages, you know, regularly throughout the day to help people to learn lessons from their ego's code, to release negativity. I send out messages from animal spirits and animal wisdom, so they get to learn from the animal spirits. I send out messages from their guides and all sorts of things that I send out through Twitter and on Facebook, so people can follow me on there. And in relation to my event, yeah, I'm running a one-day event at the New York Open Center. That is on Sunday, the 5th of November. It's called Negativity Detox and Rejuvenation. It's just going to be an amazing day where people can come and learn all about their ego's code, start to release the negativity that they're experiencing day to day. We're going to do some really great meditations where we're going to take care of the mind, the body, and the spirit. We're going to change our neurobiology within our body through meditation. We're also going to do my signature meditation, which is called the Ego's Code, where they get to actually go and meet their ego, learn all about their negativity, get the learning from their negativity, and also receive a soul retrieval. So they actually will heal their past, their present, and their future as well. A really powerful one-day event that I'm doing there. And if people want to go really deeper, then I'm running my signature 48-hour ego and negativity detox with rejuvenation in Greater Toronto on the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of December. So I'm really, really exciting. In 2018, I will be doing more events across the U.S., but those are the key ones which I know that are actually in my diary and booked for November and December this year. So thank you for allowing me to share that. I appreciate it.
Oh my goodness, Clayton. This sounds wonderful, because negativity, and we see negativity around us every day, and sometimes, of course, within us. So, and it really holds us back in many ways. So, you know, for those of you who are going to be in the New York area or who want to come into New York to help with that, make sure you sign up for Clayton's workshop. And it sounds like you're going to be doing a lot of good work. Wow, meet your ego in a meditation, huh? That ought to be very interesting. Well, you know, it's important because there are so many different aspects of us, the individual, which I know we're going to be talking about as you talk a lot about the higher self versus the soul, the ego, the personality. But before we dive into that, tell us a little bit about your background. So you've had this awareness, you're a psychic medium, you had it for a while, but you hid it. If I remember correctly, because you weren't sure how it would be received, and I know some of the work you talk about today is being you, is being the true you. So talk to us a little bit about how you came into this awareness, and then how you moved from the accounting side of things to what it is you're doing today.
Of course, yeah, I would love to. So I first became aware of energy and spirit when I was seven. and I was afraid of it. I didn't know what it was. I had no true awareness of it. Whilst my dad is very psychically aware, you know, I didn't have any sort of training or education as a child about it, and it scared me. And I used to have a little Norman boy that would sit outside my bedroom, and which used to watch over me and keep me safe and protect me, but I was scared. So I remember consciously closing that gift down. And then it was in my 30s when it really started to open up again. And I would, you know, I would play with like tarot cards and angel cards and read for people privately. But where everything really, really came together for me was about 12, 13 years ago. So my daughter is now 14. And 13 years ago, my life literally changed in one year. So I left Deloitte because I hated accountancy. It's the only way I can explain it. I joined I joined the professions because it's very egoically driven. I now understand that. And it was all about making money. It was all about materialism. I thought, hey, you know, if I can be a great accountant, but it just did not fulfill me in any way. And so I left the professions, and I was in a marriage as well at the time, which didn't fulfill me at all. And so I ummed and ahed about walking away from the marriage. My first hesitation around that was because we had a daughter, and we have a daughter, Isabel. And I remember going into meditation, and the information that came from my guide was, if I stay in that relationship, then my daughter will never experience her father's love. So I left. And then I piled on so much weight. I went up to like nearly 252 pounds. I denied my spiritual gifts. I collapsed. I ran up so much debt. I was hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. And just everything in my life was crazy. And I looked back, and also I was under the doctor for depression, and just all this negativity was just stacking up and mounting up. And it was just everything happened in one year. And it was really interesting. I still carried on reading for people, not really knowing what was going on. And then a magical thing happened about a year, 18 months later, and I met my wife, Lindsay. And she is my raving fan. One of my raving fans. She's just such an incredible lady that really encourages me and pushes me out into the world. And we created each other on the 17th of December. And the date is important because that's actually Lindsay's birthday. And if there's time, I'll share the story of that. But the important thing about this was, you know, we created each other and we came into each other's space, and she really does lift me up, and she encourages me to be out in the world. And she saw my gifts in me probably before I did, if I'm really honest. And so what then happened was I started to read, you know, more and more and more, and to the point where I now read for people all over the world, from New York through to Sydney, Australia, most countries in between. I remember very early on in our relationship, Lindsay was in the US, and I woke up one morning and my guys just poked me and said, you need to go to Stonehenge. This is the beginning of the journey. You need to go to Stonehenge. And I thought, okay. So I got out of bed and I drove to Stonehenge. It's only about an hour from where I live. And it's not Stonehenge then, isn't like it is now. So with Stonehenge now, if you go, you have to walk around a path. You can't actually get stones. And so I went into the middle of the stones, and I went into meditation, and the words came through, the ego is a teacher, or the ego teacher. And I thought, okay, what's that about? And then they say, people don't understand the true purpose of the ego and where the ego comes from. And then just after that, the days, the weeks, the months that are following, I got more and more information about every time we experience hardship, challenge, pain, negativity, it's literally a message, you know, from us to ourselves that there's something not quite or quite right, or how we think it should be. And we need to be paying attention to it. But society has conditioned us over the generations and throughout, you know, in life, to ignore it, to push it down, to stuff it under the carpet. And then it comes back with even bigger teeth. And so the ego's code was in essence born at that point. But it was 10 years in the making. And it was really interesting. There was so much fear, around me, because I really do challenge the status quo on current thinking around the ego and negativity, because so many people think it's like the enemy within, and it's not. It's actually our friend, and that if we can work with it and enable us to rise up, and it's actually created from the higher self. And so at the point of our incarnation, when we start a lifetime and we start a journey, the higher self actually splits in two, and there's a fragment that comes off the higher self. It's only 1% of it that forms the ego. And the ego gets programmed with all of our lessons and learning and conditions and negativity associated with traumas that have happened in this lifetime and past lifetimes and in the quantum dimensions that we work in, and it acts like a beacon, and it sends out signals to the quantum field or the universe or the divine spiritual system, whatever label you want to call it. And it attracts to us situations and circumstances so that we can learn. And what we're doing when we're learning is we're actually releasing the negativity associated with traumas of the past. And when we release that negativity, we can then heal, and pieces of soul can return to us that we've lost. And so this journey began, and where I am now, if I look back over my life, you know, I have sabotaged nearly every area of my life. I've sabotaged our business. We built our business up, and then I put it down out of a fear of success. And I wanted to understand why I did that to myself. I piled on so much weight. I get really super fit and healthy, and then I would pile on loads of weight, and I would stuff my face with chocolate just to soothe like an unknown pain. I would pull down relationships that were close to me with a fear of love. And it was just crazy, the things that were going on. So I wanted to understand what it was all about. And so I thought, well, you know what? I'll write a book about it. I'll do some events about it. But every time I sat down to write the book, I would procrastinate and not do anything about it. So I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll spend thousands of dollars and I'll work with someone who will help me to write the book. And I'll
Clayton,
finish off the story after the break.
Yes. So, boy, you covered so much topic in just that amount of time that we have. Where do we start? There's so much good information, and I can't wait to get back to this break so that we can continue on. But stay with us. We'll be back in a minute to continue with our guest, Clayton John.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our special guest today, Clayton John Anger, who is joining us all the way from the UK. And we are talking about his book, The Ego's Code. So, Clayton, you shared a lot of just wonderful information before we went to break. And you started off by talking us through how you got to this point and the spiritual awakening you had. Everything came down in 1 year. And, you know, oftentimes when we have those awakenings, it's not because we're living a life filled with a bowl of cherries. We're going through some tough times to help us understand ourselves better and, to help us understand ourselves better. So that happened to you across the board. I mean, we're talking major things, career, love, all the big things in life, finances, and weight. My goodness, I don't think there's anything left from that list. But so you went through all of those challenges, and then you had a very special experience at Stonehenge where all of this unfolded for you, so the basis of your book, The Ego's Code. Now, you talk about the ego and how we can use the ego to our benefit, but there's different aspects of us. The ego, you talk about that being a part of the higher self, the soul, the personality. Before we go any further, talk to us a little bit about how you define each one of those aspects of us and why it's important to understand those aspects of us.
Yeah, of course. So our higher self is our true self. It's omnipresent. It's everywhere. And it communicates to us, you know, ultimately through the heart and positivity. So, you know, and it holds all of the answers to the questions and the challenges that we experience through life. And then, as I said, at the point of incarnation, when we're born, there's a fracture, there's like a splinter that comes off, which, keeping the numbers clean, just 1% of us actually represent the divine ego. And the ego self communicates through the mind and the body, and it's our physical presence. And so if you think about the body and how difficult, you know, even if you're the greatest gymnast in the world, there's only so much that you can actually do with the body. But the ego communicates through negativity. And so what happens is, as I said, it acts like a beacon, sends out signals, and it tracks these situations and circumstances to us for us to learn. But so what's happening is that people make the ego wrong. They make the ego bad, but it's actually part of the personality. And when you make negativity wrong and the ego wrong, what you're actually doing is making part of you that is wanting to help you and help you to rise up. And my definition of the ego is about expanding your greatness out. So we are, you know, cells. If we think about our physical body, we have our physical body, and then underneath our physical body, we have our skin and our muscles. And if you keep going down and into the cells and the atoms, you actually get to energy. Mm-hmm. And we are, within quantum physics, we are 99.999 to the power of 13% energy. And yet we give so much power and control to what is missing in our life. And all we have to do is pay attention to that. So if I said to you, coming back to the physical body and the personality, that and linking this in with energy, if you think about the amount of energy it takes to put a rocket into space. And if I say to the listeners that you actually have the same amount of energy that's trapped in the lower three energy centers within your physical body, and neuroscience is now proving that each of the energy centers in the body actually has its own brain. So that energy is trapped, and it's the same energy as it would take to release and put a rocket into space, because we're energy, we're quantum beings. Mm-hmm. And so when we are working with our negativity and we give it a voice, what's actually happening is that we are changing the personality. And how we change the personality is this: when we are experiencing negativity, what we are doing in our physical body is that we are wiring and firing certain neural pathways which relate to the past. Because every single time you experience negativity, you are reliving the past in the here and the now. So if you're reliving the past in the here and the now, you can't be present. So you can't be in the now to create the life you want to create or to release the negativity. And in the physical body of the personality, what's actually happening is that I'm experiencing high beta brainwaves, which is high stress. And when I'm in high stress, I can't think clearly, I can't feel clearly, and the problems just continue to perpetuate. So the way in which you deal with this and to take care of the physical body is you actually create awareness. So awareness creates presence, which brings you back into the now. And so you acknowledge the negativity and you give it a voice. So as you give it a voice, what you then start to do is it changes the neural pathways in the brain, actually comes down from high beta to medium beta down to low beta and into alpha. And then that then creates a clear mind so that you can then act for your highest good. Now, every time you act for your highest good and you make a decision in your life that honors you, even if it's one decision, and then the next time you make another decision that actually honors you, the more you repeat and you make decisions for your highest good, what's actually happening is you are unwiring your brain and rewiring your neural pathways. So when you rewire your pathways in your brain, what's actually happening is you are changing your personality. And as you change your personality, you are changing your energy frequency. And so actually you are releasing the energy from the ego and you are effectively shrinking the ego. So as you shrink the ego and you change your personality, you are sending a different energy signal out into the universe or the quantum field or the divine spiritual system, whatever you want to call it. And you then start attracting things to you that you actually want to create. So the more in which you acknowledge the negativity that's showing up in your body and you give it a voice and you allow it to move and you move the energy, you are literally rewiring all the neurocircuitry in your body. And as you rewire that, you are changing your personality. And as you change your personality, you are changing your energy frequency, which you are sending out. And then you can start to create the things in your life. So in essence, what you're doing is you're using your negativity as a force for good in your life and enabling you to rise up rather than allowing it to perpetuate and keep you stuck in the past, which is what I was doing when I kept on sabotaging my success, and which is the other reason why I wrote the book. And so would I change anything? No, I wouldn't. But the only thing that I would have done differently is I now realize I didn't have to live there. I didn't have to stay in the negativity and be consumed by it. But part of the challenge is that we have been conditioned by society to ignore it. And what we're doing is we're making something that is here to help us wrong. And just by giving it a voice and allowing it to rise up, you are changing, again, the psychological messages and patterns that have been ingrained within the physical body. And if we ignore it long enough, what actually happens is the divine ego and the higher self and spirit say, okay, well, we need you to pay attention, so we're going to create dis-ease in your body or disease. And so then, again, it's then what do you do with that? But again, it's just energy. And there are great teachers in the world like Bruce Lipton and Dr. Joe Dispenza, who I know very well, who are doing amazing work in helping people to heal disease in their body through changing their energy. And so what people need to realize that negativity is just energy, and spiritually it's not negative. It's learning for you to learn, and it's just energy, and all energy can be changed and all energy can be transmuted into something that will serve you and enable you to rise up or keep you stuck in the past.
Oh my goodness gracious. Okay. So, right, because we need to stay in the present in order to create. And so what you're saying is this negativity holds us in the past. So we need to acknowledge that so that we can move forward, clear up space within ourselves so that we can move forward and actually be the creators that we are meant to be. But now, so people, okay, you're talking about changing our neural pathways. How long does that take to do?
That's a great question. There's lots of research out there, but if you think about people who've created maybe disease in their body, and it may have been created over 12 months, 18 months, 2 or 3 years. So it's not going to be something that's going to change overnight if you've got the disease in the body. And I would recommend for any listeners that have, problems with disease in their body is to really look at the work of Dr. Joe Dispenza. Amazing, amazing man. In relation to taking care of yourself day to day, you can change your energy in the moment. So let me explain. So the really important thing is this, is when you start to really raise your awareness, and you then become the observer of yourself in your life. And when you become the observer in your life, you can actually then start to notice the patterns and the communications that are going on around you. So if you look at negativity as just a communication to you that something's not quite right, there's something you need to pay attention to. And every time you experience a negativity, you're going back to the past and you're living that past in the here and the now. So you need to get yourself back into the present. So just by raising your awareness, it does bring you back into the present. And so what you're then starting to notice in your body is that I feel angry, I feel frustrated, I feel anxious, I feel sad, and all these different things that will be going on. And it's not about ignoring it and stuffing it down. You need to express it. You need to give it that voice. And so what I will do with, say, with mine is if I've got some anger going on or so the other day, for example, I had some agitation coming up, and I found that I was getting short with people, and I wanted to know what that was. I recognized there was something out of the ordinary with me. And so I put the anger and the frustration and the agitation in a chair, and I had a conversation with it. And what came back from me, so the awareness gave me presence, which enabled me to deal with it. And I'll tell you the rest after the break.
Yes, right in the middle of this great example. Stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes as we continue this fascinating conversation with our guest, Clayton John Anger. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America and all your problems are done, they don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our very special guest today, Clayton John Anger. So before we went to break, Clayton, you were right in the middle of an example of having a conversation with some frustration you were having. So
yeah.
So tell us a little bit more about that.
So what I had realized was there was I was experiencing anger and frustration. So I put it in a chair and I had a conversation with it because I wanted to give it a voice. I wasn't living there. I wanted to create separateness from it and understand it. And what actually came back was that I had been eating certain things in my, and putting certain things in my body that was a change in my chemistry. And it was a certain brand of chocolate. And so I thought, right, okay, so that awareness that I had then in that moment enabled me to deal with that. And so I was then able to make a physical change in my behavior. And then that took a few days for that to effectively to come out of my system. Now, an example around energy, which you can deal with straight away, is that I notice, so for example, my body will communicate with me if I've got any challenges coming up around money, as an example, and lots of people have challenges around money. So I have a pain in my lower left-hand part of my back about 2 or 3 weeks in advance before a challenge will come up. And so I was paying attention to that, and I was noticing that actually some of the contracts which we were having from a corporate perspective were slowing down and not getting signed off. And I realized that there were some thoughts coming in my mind around a bit about lack of around money and things like that. And so the awareness that I had brought me back into the now. So then I went and did a meditation. So I really like the work of Tom Kenyon. And so I went and I did a 20-minute meditation from Tom Kenyon, which then changed my energy. And I was really focusing on, you know, understanding and releasing that energy and changing my energy in that moment. And I literally, when I, as soon as I came out of that meditation, I had emails come in from clients with contracts to be signed off. And it was now, immediate.
Clayton, let me ask you this, because I hear what you're saying. And for example, I was working with a client who had cancer, and I spoke directly to the cancer, and the cancer spoke back. Yeah. However, okay, and that is a very powerful experience. I was blown away. But yes, you can do that. But what happens for the person who is not accustomed to tuning in that way? Okay. Yeah, how do they deal with that?
Okay, so the easiest thing is to recognize it, okay? So the first thing you need to do is to own it. So the awareness that you have is starting to own it, okay? Because then what that does is it brings you, as I said, back into the now, which is where you need to be. When you come into the now, you then acknowledge it and you express it. One of the biggest challenges in society today is that people don't express what's going on. You know, I spent, you know, 8 years studying psychology, and one of my biggest challenges for myself was actually truly expressing, you know, my thoughts, my feelings, my emotions, and it's not natural for men to be able to do that. So, you know, I started to keep a journal and started to express and write down what was going on for me, and that was just a way in which I could get it out to understand it. And as I started to understand and acknowledge it, I then was able then to act for my highest good. And it's just taking action that supports me in my life. And if someone doesn't like what I say or what I do, that's their stuff. That's part of their journey. I remember early on in my relationship with my beautiful wife, Lindsay, is that she would often be expressing to me some of the challenges that she was having. And as a man, I was taking it personally. You know, I thought I had done something wrong, you know, and she said, no, this is not about you. I am just expressing. And as soon as I understood that, that then really then enabled me to have a different experience in terms of our relationship, and actually took our relationship to a whole another level. So part of this journey is if people do anything as a part of this call, just start to raise your awareness to what's going on for you. Just start owning your negativity and realizing that you're actually creating that. And, you know, you're creating your life. So your life around you is a reflection of what's going on inside. So if you want to change your life on the outside, own what's going on inside. So every time the negativity comes up, just give it a voice. Keep a journal. Most people have got phones these days. Write it down. So 12 o'clock, I was in a meeting with John. He said something that made me angry. I wanted to poke him in the nose. I didn't, but I need to understand what was going on for me. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I was in the shops buying a burger or buying a sandwich, and the shopkeeper said something to me which triggered me, and I got upset. I need to pay attention to that because there's a pattern that's going on, because I'm being impacted by my environment, and I'm allowing my environment to control me as opposed to me creating the environment that I want to create. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So, Clayton, Would you say then that, okay, once you bring awareness to the situation, talking about journaling out or just making note of, you know, different times you find yourself in negativity or a situation that is not pleasant, you write that down, you track, you bring awareness to that. Does that awareness then open or for your higher self to come in and lead you through that experience out
That's
of it?
That's a beautiful question. Yes, it does. Because here's what happens is, in my book, I've got 16 exercises for people to do. And this is a very basic example, which I learned many years ago from somebody else. If you stand up and you put your arms out, you know, on the horizontal, and you look at your left hand, and if your left hand is everything in your life that's not working, that's where you are putting your focus. And where you put your focus is where you flow your energy and where you give your attention and what you are creating. And if you're looking at your left hand, you actually can't see the 99% of everything that is wonderful in your life. And the one thing that I have realized on my own journey is that if I'm looking at my right hand, in everybody's life, there's at least one thing that's great. Mm-hmm. And if we can find a way to express gratitude for that and experience that, and then the more we can experience gratitude, we then start to see other things in our life that are great. And if we can spend our time focusing on the 99%, which is represented by the divine higher self, then guess what? The 1% just takes care of itself, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and this is what the awareness does. When we have the awareness, it's a beautiful distinction that you've identified, is the fact that the higher self will take care of you. But the challenge is that we get consumed in the negativity and we start to blame people and we start to resent and we start to judge. And when we blame and resent and judge, we're actually giving our power away. And the second that you judge yourself, you lose all ability to influence and create the life that you want. You know, and there's a great saying, I don't know who said it, but the second you judge somebody else, you lose all ability to influence them. So turn that back on yourself. So be kind to yourself. Take care of yourself. You know, rather than taking out a big stick and beating yourself over the head with it, my beautiful wife Lindsay would often say to me, well, let's put ourselves into our common sense corner and have a sensible chat with ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, and you do that from a grounded place. Sometimes, you know, emotions get heightened. And when emotions get heightened, pay attention to that because it's important. You know, don't deny that. Just, you know, find a way to express it and acknowledge it and give it a voice in a safe way, because it's important. It's important information. It's energy that you're releasing and changing in your body and in your physiology and then ultimately using in your life.
So you say too that there are no accidents or coincidences. Is that because the situation at hand has been something that your ego has brought to you to experience? Is that why there are no accidents or coincidences?
Exactly right. Exactly right. So, you know, I will often be working with people, and this is just a basic example, you know, which I've heard many, many times, you know, from people I'm working with who say, I want to attract or create my twin flame soulmate. And I've had so many people say to me, well, why do I keep attracting the same man? Or why do I keep attracting the same crappy job? Or why do I still continue to have problems around money? And this is why positive thinking doesn't work. Because if you are having a problem in your life and you're focusing on that problem, what's actually happening is there's a lack thought that's there. And the frequency of the thought is lack. And so when you're thinking, I want more money, I want more money, I want more money, what's really going on underneath is a fear, and there's a lack of having money there. So that's what you're sending out into the field of creation. And because the feelings associated with our lack, then the thoughts and the feelings are aligned, and so you just keep attracting lack to you. So when you look at your relationship, for example, with money, or your relationship around love, or your relationship around success, really start to own the thoughts around that. And when the thoughts are then become aligned, when the positive thoughts then become aligned with positive feelings, even if it's just a small change, you will see a small change in your life. And, you know, in my book, I think it's pages 52 and 53, there's an exercise in there where people can really own and understand their relationship with money. And you can apply that to anything, because it's just about really, really raising your awareness to what's going on psychologically and within you. And when you own that, very simply, you can then start to change it. But we often don't know what's going on inside. So we have to bring these things to our awareness. And we can do that through joy, or we can do that through disruption.
Let's choose joy.
Exactly.
Well, I knew this hour was going to go by as fast as it has, Clayton. We've got 2 minutes until the end of the show, because I knew that this is just going to be, there's going to be a lot of great information here. And I just want to thank you so much for coming on, sharing your wisdom with us, and also bringing this to the corporate world, which I love, because this is a spiritual aspect to the teachings that you do, but it's all presented in a very nice way that the masses can accept. And the corporate world needs more positivity. So having come from it myself. So thank you for that work that you're doing on that front as well. And just in conclusion, if you want to tell our audience again how they can find you, and thank you again.
Please, everybody, go to my website, claytonjohnanger.com. Join our community, receive free meditations, other free great stuff. Get my newsletter every month. It'll be fantastic to get to know you and invite you to our community. So go to my website. That would be amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you for having me.
Thank you, and all the best to our inspired community. Have a wonderful rest of the week, and until next Wednesday, namaste.